Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. I'm your host, Eric Steven, and today is a Dodgers rewind, which means I am not alone, much like the King of Pop. I have Jacob Birch with me today. Jacob, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you?
Good. So today we're going to learn about Ernie Coy. So he came up recently thanks to the wonderful Major League debut of James Outman. And really incredible first two games that he had in the majors. He also, his third game was quite productive as well. But James Outman, in his first two games, reached base seven times in eight trips to the plate. He like joined some classic names in Dodgers history in a number of ways. He also joined some obscure players, or at least others who a lot of people might not know that much about. And that's what Dodgers Rewind is all about to me, like sort of finding those players and learning about them and sharing them with you, and hopefully you might find them interesting. Excuse me. So James Outman was the eighth Dodger to hit a home run in his first major league at bat. Ernie Coy was second. He was an outfielder on April 19th, 1938, in the first inning off Phillies left-hander Wayne LeMaster. So in that vein, home run and first major league at bat. My trivia for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ernie Coy was the first position player in Dodgers history to homer in his first at-bat. The first one to do it was a pitcher named Clise Dudley, which we should probably do a rewind on. Dudley, because his name's Clise Dudley.
That was also, he was a homer pitcher that homered in his first at-bat. That alone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So with that in mind, who was the first Los Angeles Dodgers position player to homer in their first at-bat? That's my trivia question to you.
I'll see what I can recall by the end of this episode. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about Ernie Coy a little bit before I try to stump you. So he played both baseball and football at the University of Texas. He signed with the Yankees in 1933. So he was with them in the minors for about 5 years. I would say four of them were full years. In 33, it was more of a partial year. But over that time, he hit .306 with a .503 slugging. He was very productive. He was also never called up because the Yankees were stacked, right?
Really? They were early 30s Yankees stacked, huh?
Yeah, really good to start.
A little bit of trivia note.
and then like towards the end of the decade, they even after Babe Ruth, the 36 to 39 Yankees are like considered the best, like, four-year run, like, in the sport. Mm-hmm. Like, they won four World Series. They outscored everyone by a billion. These are just people in their outfield during the Ernie Coy's minor league years with the Yankees. So in 1934, they had Babe Ruth. They had Ben Chapman, who was good, like, above-average hitter for sure from 35 to 36. They had George Selkirk from 35 to 37. Joe DiMaggio came along in 36. Tommy Heinrich came along in 37. So these are, like, all like really awesome players, like, and he just never had a chance to really break in. So in April 1938, the Yankees sold Ernie Coy to the Dodgers. He hit right out of the gate, and not just that home run in his first at bat. In his first year, he hit .299, .352, .468 with 29 doubles, 13 triples, 11 home runs, and 15 steals. He had a .121 OPS plus. Had the rookie of the year been around then, he might have won it. But it was, we were still, what, 9 years before that award was invented, and perfect timing because Jackie Robinson won the first one. So in 1938, his rookie year, Coy was second in the National League in steals, fourth in triples, seventh in extra base hits, and ninth in slugging. It was a really good year. Let's sort of talk about what he did after his rookie season after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So Ernie Coy, in parts of three seasons with the Dodgers, played all three outfield positions, mostly in left field. He did play some center field. He hit 287, 342, 454 with 68 doubles and 20 homers and 19 triples. A 112 OPS plus, which obviously everyone was talking about back then because they knew what it was. In June 1940, Coy was one of four players sent by Brooklyn to the Cardinals in exchange for Joe Medwick, a Hall of Fame outfielder who was 28 at the time. Coy was 30, for instance, in this case. And pitcher Kurt Davis, who was sort of a rotation staple slash swingman for 6 years with Brooklyn. It worked, that trade worked out pretty well for the Dodgers. But Coy played for the Cardinals, Reds, and Phillies over the next three seasons. He joined the Navy in 1943 during World War II, and he never came back to baseball. So in his five major league seasons, he hit 279, 332, 427. That was a 107 OPS plus. He had 175 extra base hits in 558 games. I would say that's, you know, roughly the equivalent of four seasons. So fairly productive hitter. But back to that first at bat, because which is why he sort of got brought up here. Who was the first Los Angeles Dodgers position player to homer in his first at bat?
I don't think this is the answer, but I'm not going to be able to get a name prior to this. Jose Offerman.
That's right.
Oh, what? I must be thinking of a different Brooklyn player. Very good.
Yep.
possibly so, thinking of Ernie Coy.
Yeah. No. So after the Brooklyn year, so it's 4-4. First at bat home runs in Brooklyn, four in LA. Okay. So Jose Offerman did so in 1990. And then Gary Ingram did it in 94, pinch hitting for Oral Hershiser in the eighth inning of his second major league game. He didn't bat in his first game, but it was his first plate appearance. And, then K-Bear Ruiz in, 2020, and then James Outman, just the other day or last week, I guess. It's a short list, but Ernie Coy's on it. The other sort of postscript on Ernie Coy, he actually had two sons that also played football at Texas and played in the NFL. Ernie Jr., he was a running back for the New York Giants from 1965 to 1970. Ted Coy was a tight end for the Raiders and Bills from 1970 to 74. Ernie Sr. Was a three-time letterman in both football and baseball at Texas. He was inducted into the school's Hall of Honor in 1960, part of the inaugural class of the Texas Athletics Hall of Honor. So obviously just, you know, sort of a Texas legend, if you will. Mm-hmm, and he did pretty well in his very short time in the majors, including a home run in his first at bat. Ernie Coy lived to be 97. He passed away in 2007, but what a full life. Ernie Coy, I love learning about players like this. I hope you do too. That was today's Dodger. What are we calling this? Leading off with True Blue LA. We'll get to this. We're like 2 months in, 3 months in on this podcast, and
it's an iteration of the Dodgers Rewind. So I think you could have gotten away with that.
Just like instead of rewind, fast forward until I get this right, and then that's the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Ernie Coy for existing and hitting a home run in his first at bat. And we will talk to you tomorrow.